Hello, this is episode number 4 of Kiori's Ramblings. It is June 10, 2007, and it's taken me nearly all day to get myself situated in order to start doing this podcast. I've created quite a mess in my little studio here, and then I had to clean it up before getting started, so that's pretty much what's taken me all day long. And now I've got a dog who wants to do something. She wants to pass, I don't know. She's not looking too happy. So, all right, she can go sit down. Anyway, where was I? First off, thanks to Tut and Witchy for requesting more episodes. And it's been quite a while since my last one. Let's see what's gone on between then and now. Well, little Fernie had a seizure, so we've been wondering... watching her very carefully and hoping it's not going to be an ongoing thing and it was a one-time thing. But we are just in a wait-and-see situation with her. But hopefully, like I said, it will be mild, if non-existent. But I've been down this road before, so I'm not going to count on anything until something happens. So, moving on. In the world of knitting, it's just kind of funny. I started going to a knitting group at the library back in January, and it was kind of on a whim. You know, I really wanted to learn how to do lace, so I figured, well, I better learn how to knit, you know, first. And so I found this group, and I started attending, learning how to knit, and now I'm doing a prayer shawl for charity for one of the groups up here. And the prayer shawl is really a gift to someone who might be in need of something kind of comforting to wrap around them. So I've been working on this prayer shawl for about a week now. And it's actually kind of sad because I'm thinking about all the reasons of why someone will receive this prayer shawl. And it's if they've lost a child to death or someone sending their child away to Iraq or whatever. And the third reason would be whether or not they might be undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. So working on the prayer shawl has been kind of a sad thing because I know that whoever receives it is really going to be in need of something like that. So it's a pretty kind of light purple color, very soft. And so I'm hoping I'll be done with that by Wednesday when we meet again. Other than that, my other project has been a t-shirt rug, which is kind of fun because I've been taking apart old t-shirts and cutting them into strips and knitting them into this rug. So I don't have a needle long enough, so I've been really mashing them on when I'm trying to knit, and I get to one end and they're all mashed on. I gotta hurry up and knit halfway through so they don't all pop off. So whenever I end, I'm ending in the middle rather than at the end of a row. So that's been kind of funny. What else has been going on? Ah, yes, Memorial Day yard sale. That's one of the weird mountain oddities, is it seems like every Memorial Day, used to be Labor Day also, but just Memorial Day at the very least, everyone seems to either have a garage sale or you go to a garage sale. So this year, Sean and I had a garage sale. So that was good fun and got to meet a lot of people. And it was probably one of the most interesting people was a man from Germany who corresponds his trips to visit his cousin or whatever every year so that he can go to all these yard sales up here. So that was kind of fun. It was good fun meeting everybody, and it's just a big social event, so I enjoy that. I don't know that we'll have another one next year, but it's possible. Otherwise we'll be going to them. I actually did have the chance though on Friday to go to a friend's sale, and she had told me that she was going to be clearing out her yarn stash. So Sean and I went over there and I picked through all that she had and got a lot of good stuff. And with one is I got 12 hanks of a burgundy kind of deep red color, and I decided I would make a shawl out of that. So I think it's called a Luna Moth shawl, and I got that off of a website. It's a free pattern. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that one turns out. It'll be the first time I've tried to make a real lacy shawl like that, so wish me luck. What else is going on? Not too much otherwise. Just been really picking up for summer moving in, and so we've been doing a lot of yard work and picking up pine needles and all that. So the whole mountain's been scurrying around trying to get up all their pine needles before the deadline, which I believe is it was on Memorial Day, or, you know, the 31st of May. But we're a little late, and so we've been trying to pick up as much as we can and get all that. And when I was out there in the yard, I found an anthill. I decided, oh boy, this thing is too close to the dog yard. It's got to go. So I started spraying it down with water and hoping that'll move them out. And nope, didn't do it. It was really tall. It's about, oh, I'd say a good 18 inches to 2 feet high of spruce needles and dirt and all that. So I was trying to get rid of it. And eventually what I did was I started shoveling it away with a shovel, and then waited a day and, you know, thought, well, maybe they've moved on. I went out there and took a look, and nope, they're still there. And they just moved from, you know, being 2 feet high to being about 6 inches high all over the place. So I could tell this was a determined group of ants. So what I did was I stood as far away as I could from them, and I had a pitchfork, and I was trying to pitch the hill, you know, scatter it away. And I'm shoveling and, you know, pitching all that stuff and trying to get it out. And I was out there, I don't know, about 3 minutes, 5 minutes or so. And I happened to look down, and I didn't realize that I was standing pretty much where a bunch of ants were living, and they were climbing up my pants. They got up as probably as high as my knees. And, oh man, you never saw somebody dance so hard in your life. I was jumping trying to get these things off of me. So good thing I didn't get bit. I don't know what that would have been like, because they were in the inside of the pants that I was wearing along with outside, and they were rushing up to the top, so that was kind of freaky. But I haven't gone back since, so I gotta go out there and look again and see how, if they've moved or what they're doing. So let's hope that they've moved on. So this weekend, the ferning, which is little Fernie and whatever she's destroyed, I think one of the quick survivors of the ferning was, she got a hold of one of my heirloom tomato plants. It was in a small pot that I was hoping to transplant. You know, I've been starting them from seeds. And she got a hold of that and started dragging it all over the house. And, oh, I was pretty afraid that it was not going to last. But I went ahead and planted it, and it seems to have survived. So that makes me happy. And now I'm going to be more careful with my pots outside, because she seems to like to play with dirt. So that was one, and then the other was, she grabbed a hold of one of my library books, and she's done that once already, and I've already had to pay for it, one that she destroys. So whenever I see her running off into her crate or running out of the room, I know she's up to something. So I was able to catch her before she tore another book apart. That makes me happy. It's less money spent. It's time to make marshmallows again. So, Witchy, I think you're going to be getting a package from me. I think I have everything. It's just one of those things that just takes a lot of time to make, and it's not doing time, it's waiting time. So maybe this week that'll get done. And I've been still listening to a lot of podcasts. Two new ones I listened to this week. And, you know, it's kind of funny because they're very different, but I enjoy them both. One is called A Quiet Mind, and it's more of a meditative sort of podcast. And so I've been listening to that. But I have a tendency of mind wandering when I'm listening to something a little slower, you know. And so if I do that, I need to sit still while listening. The other one is called Yarn Talk, which is kind of fun. It's done by a young girl. She's about 18 years old. Funny, her name is Rachel, too. And there's only 3 episodes out so far, and they're fairly short, but they're good listening, too, and kind of fun. And she actually has a lot of interesting things to say about different things, like she has her preferences and her yarns and her needles and things like that. So it's kind of fun to listen to, and you can tell she's a new crocheter, so she's really excited about what her project she's working on. She asked about what was your first knitting or crochet project, and hers is what she's working on right now, which is a crocheted handbag or something like that. And I was thinking back, and, you know, for knitting it's pretty easy because, you know, I just started knitting, and I think the first one that I finished was a pair of socks. So that was my first knitting project completed. And I think, like everyone else, my first crochet project was probably a scarf. And then another scarf. And then another scarf. And then another scarf. So, yeah, that was kind of boring. But I do remember one of the early projects that I worked on was a baby Afghan or something like that. And I still have it. It was kind of lime green and interesting, kind of peachy and white. And I should take a picture of it and post it up. But which reminds me, I need to take pictures of the socks that I finished and put those up on the site too. So, yeah, I should do that this week. I should make a note of that. Okay, wrote it down. Anyway, so, yeah, that's kind of fun to think back on those projects. So, let me pause this. Yeah, I know it's silly to say let me pause this because, you know, I could just edit that out and you would never know. But there you have it. I guess I'm not the only one who does that, though. Today, I made myself a drop spindle. So, let's see. It's a wooden dowel with a couple of CDs, old CDs, and a rubber band to hold it into place. And I'm practicing on sock yarn to learn how the thread spins and, you know, what creates tension and how long can you go before it starts to spin back the other way. So, wish me luck in that because I don't know how difficult this is going to be to learn on my own without having someone to coach me through it. Now that is summer, or very close to summer, it seems like it's such a good time to be outside barbecuing and gardening, walking, just, you know, being out of doors. I found that on the lower deck it's kind of nice to sit with the misters on in the heat of the day and just sit out there and knit and listen to, you know, the wind or the birds or whatever. I'm noticing more people around are spending time outside too because I can hear, you know, you hear little noises across the way, people on their decks, dogs barking, and just, you know, everyone outside enjoying themselves. It wasn't particularly a wet winter, but it was somewhat cold. So I think, you know, everyone kind of is enjoying the weather to be out. And it's also a good time to start exploring the mountain again. I haven't had a chance to. Part of our problem is that Fern gets so carsick. I've never seen a dog get so carsick. It's so sad. And she just, oh, poor thing. Anyway, so we haven't been able to go out too much, but I'm hoping that, you know, with time and exposure, she'll adjust to mountain driving. You know, before we got her with Solo and Leo, we would do a lot of, you know, just drive around and hike around and whatever, but we haven't had much opportunity to do that this year yet, so we'll see, you know, get her used to that. And there are some places that I would like to go. I know that we still haven't camped up here, which is kind of funny because it is a pretty good destination. A lot of people come here to camp, but we just really haven't. And part of the problem is that I'm afraid of bears. I don't, you know, particularly want to run into them out there. We've seen them on hikes and things like that. That's one thing. But when you're trying to sleep in a canvas construction, the mere idea kind of freaks me out. So that's not happened yet. And I don't know, maybe since I have this excuse of Fernie, we may not get around to it this year either. But we'll see about that. The other thing is that I would like to get up to the children's forest. And, you know, I know that if we got her there, Fern would enjoy it. It's just a matter of getting over there. I don't know that she could handle the drive. poor little thing. Well, now that I'm on the fourth episode and I'm realizing I said I would do five before, you know, kind of settling on something, I'm finding that, yeah, I really do need to design on a more firm format. Well, not so much format, but really get my content together, which I haven't done yet, and rather than just sit and ramble on and talk, but which can be interesting also, but that's not the point that I'm trying to make. Point is, I do need to get myself more organized and make a decision on where to go with this. So, to my two listeners, you guys, If you have preferences, do you want to hear about mountain stuff, variety stuff, gossip stuff? Which way should I go on this? I guess if I'm just sitting here talking, that's one thing, but it's more like an audio blog that I'm doing at this point rather than a podcast. So I have also downloaded Skype, so it is possible that if you are interested, maybe we can do some telephoning and have a girly talk thing, or I can bring up another microphone and have Sean up here and we can do something together. It's just a matter of an idea to work off of. So something to think about, and let me know about that. I am noticing one thing too. I need a mic stand. As it is, I keep pausing so that I can rest my hand and put the mic down, because it's kind of heavy. It's one of those kind that you would probably sing from. I'm not a singer, but let me look at the name. It's called Shure 8800. Don't know what that means. It's just a mic to me. But it is much better than what I was working on before, which is one of those Radio Shack kind of pen-looking things that sits on the desk. But again, it is heavy, so I am going to have to find another solution for that. But I do have the setup so that the recording equipment can all stay out and be available at a moment's notice, which was my problem before. Everything was put away in a box, and I didn't know how to use anything. Well, I still don't know how to use it. Let me see here. This thing has got a gazillion buttons and knobs and things on it. And it has places for four mics to hook in, and all the knobs and controls that are associated with all of that. And turntable, you can plug in an instrument. I don't know what all that stuff means. So anyway, there's a lot of learning going on there, but Sean just set it up so that I can at least do this today, because I had promised myself and a few others that I would get this out. So getting back to my point, I will be able to do these more consistently now that I do have a dedicated space for it, and this room is getting a little more organized, so the excuses are being vanquished. Well, just in case somebody is listening who is from the mountain and you listen to it before July, oh boy, now that I've said it, I don't know what the date is. Well, let me look. July 14 or 19th. I don't remember which one. Well, if you've got a TV or hazardous waste monitors, things like that, and want to drop them off up here, the transfer station in Heaps Peak will be doing a hazardous waste pickup day. So go there, look at the date. Like I said, I think it's the Saturday the 14th, but I might have misread that. I'll have to check back on that. Anyway, we do have a pickup date, so you can take your TVs and your monitors and whatever else you want to and dispose of them without having to drive all the way down to Norton Air Force Base. Yay! Another thing in the mountain news, or the way of mountain news. 4th of July, there will be a picnic at Lake Gregory Park again, and I believe that will be on 4th of July, so mark your calendars and check it out. And if you are interested in volunteering to run the children's games, you can contact Doe or Jim Huff at 338-0225. It's being sponsored by the Rim of the World Historical Society, and it will be taking place at the Samaritz Ball Field. I do see it will be on 4th of July, which is a Wednesday. And so this will be the fourth year that they're doing that, and I haven't had the chance to go down there and participate, but it does sound like a lot of fun, and I'm thinking maybe this year we'll be able to do that. So it's 3 weeks away. If you got time, you want to volunteer, give them a call. And they're just assigning 2-hour increments. I don't remember how many different booths they have set up, but they've got a big thing all ready to go. I will look and see what they do have set up. All right, I am looking at some information on this. They will have commercial booth space available. Nonprofit organizations will get a free booth unless they're selling stuff, and there's a small fee. It looks like they need 70 volunteers, 2-hour signups. So you might want to go ahead and contact them at the number that I said, or you can email jhuff2536@aol.com for signing up to volunteer, or if you want to host a children's booth for a donation fee, or if you want to run your own booth, or you want to, you know, if you've got a nonprofit organization. So, you know, this is all standard stuff. We know about, you know, how to contact them. But they looks like it's a lot of fun. They got pie eating contest, sack races, watermelon eating, all kinds of things. There's another thing going on that we need to, I'll go ahead and announce now. The Lake Gregory Coffee Company over there is sponsoring the Hot Rods and Harleys events also. So I think those are, those are on Saturdays. And it looks like they're going all the way to September 1st. Every Saturday, there's going to be a Hot Rod and Harley event. Well, actually, it's every other Saturday. So it's this, the 9th, and then the 23rd of June, July 7th, 21st, and then August 4th and 18th, and then September 1st. But they have bands, and they have all kinds of vendor booths and things set up. And if you want to sponsor, you can sponsor. But it's a lot of fun to go and check out the Hot Rods and all the Harleys that come and meet your neighbors and have a good time. So enjoy the music. And if you want to do some shopping, there's, let's see, some of the things that they have will be embroidery booth, Arrowhead Knives, Chamber of Commerce will have a booth, Crafty Snippets, toys, children's toys, jewelry, just looks like a ton of stuff. So gift booths, banners and caps. So if you want to go down and hang out, there's just tons of things to do. Speaking of which, every Friday night at Lake Arrowhead Village, I'm thinking till probably, again, around the 1st of September, there will be the market, you know, the farmer's market over in the village. So you can check that out too. And of course, there's always stuff going on at the village on Saturdays and Sundays. In fact, what I do is I just go look at the webcam and see what's going on. And sometimes you can see, you know, the parking lot's full of boats or car, you know, certain kind of hot rod cars or Woodies or whatever. So those are always fun to see and say, yeah, let's go down there and check it out and see what's up. So I've done that a couple times just by looking at the webcam, which if I knew it offhand, I would tell you what the address was, but I don't. So just go to rimoftheworld.net, and there's a link somewhere for webcams, I'm sure. So that shouldn't be too problematic, which is funny because I'm sitting here looking for the webcams and I don't see it. Let's see, mountaininfo.com. Let's pull up that site. And that's usually the one that hosts all the webcams. There's a link there. So you can just click for live webcams. There's a picture of the village right there. So you can click on that. So mountaininfo.com. We'll look for the picture and click on the picture for the cams. And there's a whole bunch of them to choose from. And in fact, I think, you can even see the Lake Arrowhead Country Club golf course. So I look at that in the morning to see how cold it is before I go out, and you can see it's all covered with frost or whatever. I think I'll wait a little bit before going out since it's right down the street from us and that webcam. So if you want to see what we look like, that's what it looks like. And then the Blue Jay Village, whenever Wednesday mornings when I go for the knitting, I just peek at the webcam to see what the parking lot's like, so I know where to park. So I know I'm lazy, but it works for me. So another stuff, I was talking with the ladies in the knitting group about little field trips. You know, they do ice cream socials in the summer, and they had a pizza party one time, which is kind of fun. And so somebody went to Disneyland last week. And so I love Disneyland. I just love to go there and any opportunity. And I kind of jump on the chance to go, but somebody went, and boy was I like, oh, I wanted to go. So you keep telling me, instead of doing the ice cream social, let's go to Disneyland, get a bunch of us and we'll go to Disneyland and knit or something, you know, have a knit in at Disney. That would be good fun. But we haven't gone in several years, so I'm due. Boy, I really want to go. Witchy, if you're out here, we gotta go to Disneyland. That'll be good fun. In other news, mountain news, there was a rumor going on this morning that a celebrity sighting was in progress up here. I won't say who, Johnny Depp, but I just kind of have to laugh. It's I remember when I worked in the Village or in Blue Jay, the grocery store, there did seem to be a lot of celebrities that came in. And when I used to go shopping at Stater's in the mornings, it seemed like I would always run into the same couple celebrities then too. But I was telling Sean, you know, it's almost like celebrity sightings up here are like wildlife sightings. It's like, yeah, I saw the cougar already. Yeah, no big deal. You know, let's move on. But I'm just kind of laughing at the current sighting because it's a new one. But that's kind of funny stuff, you know. Silly Mountain News. I don't know. We get them all. I do remember one time seeing this one woman. I don't know who she was, but she obviously thought something of herself. And she was at Stater's, and she just had the wildest look in her eye, like, oh my God, somebody's going to recognize me. They're going to harass me. It was just so panicked and so, oh, kind of out there. I kind of felt bad for her because, you know, one, nobody cared. And two, nobody probably knew who she was. So it just, no, that's just the mountain up here. Kind of takes all the different people and mashes them all together. I think probably the celebrities are the mountain people who are, you know, kind of made a mark for themselves up here. I'm thinking of Putnam Hank and, you know, folks who are the foundation of the mountain. And sadly, we lost one of the postmen over in Lake Arrowhead Village. Well, the Lake Arrowhead branch of the post office passed away this past week, and or maybe the previous week, but he was a well-known and well-liked individual, and I know that a lot of people are going to miss him. I didn't know him, but that's mainly because our post office is in Blue Jay, so we just didn't ever get over there. But I know that whoever he, you know, dealt with it had thought very highly of him. He was a very nice man and seemed to remember everyone's name. Everyone had a nice thing to say about him. So those are our real mountain celebrities, and those are the ones that everybody oohs and ahs over because, you know, they're the ones that they're our neighbors and our friends and the ones that, you know, who are here in the winter and day in and day out. So let's say farewell to our friend over in the Lake Arrowhead post office. So it looks like my time is just about up. Surprised it seemed to go pretty quick after I went through my little list and started talking about mountain stuff. So I think I will sign off pretty soon here. Drop me a line if you guys got any ideas of what you would like me to podcast about. It's kiori@kiori.com. And I guess that's it. I will talk to you in episode 5, whenever that might be. So have a good week, if not a month or two, or, you know, a lot sooner, a couple days. You never know. Goodbye.